Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at denverfan.com. Presented by Siltahar Motors. The car buying experience is as easy as call, click, or come in at Siltahar Motors. Get upfront trade value with one call. Research and compare vehicles at sthmotors.com. Or come in and ask for Greg Larson and get $500 off any purchase. Siltahar Motors. Easy to find and conveniently located right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Welcome to Four Down Territory. As Stink and Mike take a look at the four biggest stories in Denver sports. Here's Schlereth and Evans kicking it off with First Down.
Pure energy. Pure energy.
You never want guys to be robots. You know, you want them to go out there and play within the system. Defense is doing a great job doing that. The offense, I think at times, sometimes they want to press. They want a play to happen. And I think that you just have to continually live within the system and understand that's going to happen. I think you're just kind of looking at that last drive. You know, there were some things that weren't there. And then trust that you know it's not there and make a play. But that's part of the system. You want those guys to feel comfortable in doing that.
Where would you put your confidence in the offense coming off that final touchdown drive, building on that going into this week? You said yesterday you think this Broncos offense going to click this week, that they score between what,
24 or 30
points, you said?
Yeah.
What makes you so confident? I gotta keep chipping away at that. I gotta keep harping on that. Why? What where do you see signs that this offense is ready to just take off?
Well, it's really two things. One, how Russell at the end of that game started making some plays that looked more Russell-esque. And so, not that you want to play that way the whole game, but I think in critical moments, you want to play that way. And then, so that gives me some hope that he'll kind of take matters into his own hands on some of those things earlier in the game. And then ultimately, watching the Raiders just gack up plays. And the first, now they tighten things up, but the first three drives of the game, of their Tennessee game, the Tennessee scored 75 yard touchdown. You know, I mean, drives. Their first drive was over 75 yards and a touchdown. And their first three drives ended in touchdown scores. And they just didn't present much of a challenge for Tennessee. Then I think Tennessee went a bit of a shell and, you know, and allowed them to come back. But the bottom line is, I've seen them make enough mistakes and give up enough explosive plays that I think that, coupled with the fact that Russell is, I think, you know, going to play a little bit more off schedule. Not recklessly off schedule, but a little bit off schedule. I think that lends itself to them scoring more points this weekend.
All right, let's hope so. Next in, four down.
Second down.
This is a time for evaluation. So we're trying to put guys in spots, and, you know, there's certain guys I wanted to see how they penalty kill, right? So I'm looking to bleed on the penalty kill. Because if these guys make our roster, then that's what they're going to have to do. Any bottom six winger or forward on our team is going to have to be relied upon to penalty kill. And if they can do that well, if they can check well, and they're trusted guys, like you said, you know, then they're building, you know, they're building equity for me.
Stone cold. Just build equity. Hey, you're a bottom six player. You know what you are. You damn well better check and be able to kill a penalty. Otherwise, you don't make this team.
Whoa.
He is back. No more crying Jared Bednar. He's a badass.
He is a badass.
You know, you win the championship, I'll show you some tears.
Yes.
Tears of joy.
Yes.
But preseason hockey, this is serious business.
Man, last night, Avalanche lose to Minnesota. Actually, it was the Colorado Eagles losing to Minnesota. Boy, you have got to be a real fan of the Avalanche minor league system to know and recognize a lot of the names that wore Avalanche sweaters last night. You had Alex Newhook out there. He had a goal. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest news out of yesterday was Sammy Girard playing. And last seen shotgunning beers on the parade route after being hurt for the majority of the cup run.
Right.
Girard back out there, played almost 23 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
Came through it unscathed.
The little guy.
Uh-huh.
So that's good.
That is really good. Hey, where was Soderberg?
Soderberg.
Soderbergh.
Yeah, where was he?
Yeah, where
that? Now that came out of that came out of nowhere.
Well, he's my favorite player.
I know he is, but that was very random.
I know, but I was just thinking if they're just playing anybody in a anybody that has a jersey laying around, what's Soderbergh doing?
I think he's still with somebody else. I forget, maybe Arizona. I'm not sure, but
I missed that.
Yeah, we do miss
Soderbergh. Soderbergh.
Next in four down.
Third down.
Denver Nuggets in the house.
Oh, yeah. Believe it. Jeff Green, Nikola Jokic, two-time MVP Ish Smith, and DeAndre Jordan. Thank you so much for coming. Front row seats.
Former Clipper.
Yeah.
Padres TV as the Nuggets training camp going on in San Diego. Yesterday was their first day out there. You like the idea of getting away as a team to... You don't see it in football anymore. You guys used to do it in football. Do you...
I do.
Do you think that there are some benefits to doing that, and what are they?
I do think there's some benefits to just being together, right? Just the bonding together and kind of grinding it out together. I do. I think back to my own career, man. I spent over a year of my life in a dorm room, right? At training camp.
Was it Carlisle, Pennsylvania?
Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Greeley, Colorado.
Greeley, Colorado.
So you want to play in the NFL.
Right. It was legit. Trudging up the stairs every morning. But it was good times. It was good times. Kind of misery loves company.
Yeah, because if the Nuggets are doing their training camp here, what's the likelihood that on a random Tuesday night,
well, they're certainly not going to go to a Rockies game together. Why would they do that?
Oh, I mean,
I guess you could have gone down and watched the Avalanche game.
You get good tickets.
Would you get good tickets? Or knowing Dick Monfort, would you have to pay for him?
He'd probably set you up in the, what's that, upstairs bar? Wherever he goes.
Oh, the party deck.
The party deck.
Sure. VIP section at the party deck? Why not?
Right.
Best place to be. Best bar in Colorado.
Yeah.
Next in four down.
One, two, three.
Fourth down.
Peterson in the leadoff spot. And he gets underneath this one to center field. Starting to carry. And it is out of here.
Jock Peterson. Giants TV. Rockies lose. 5-2. When will this season be over? Just counting them down.
Mm.
You're a baseball guy. Have you watched?
No.
When did you officially give up on the Rockies?
All-Star break.
You haven't really watched any baseball since the All-Star break?
Not a lot.
A little bit
here and there. Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. I watch it all come, April. You know me. I'm April and May. And, of course, the football season starts and training camp starts. And I get, if the Rockies are out of it, which they were at the All-Star break, and the football season rolls around, then if the Rockies were playing great, I'd have the Rockies on every night.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
But
all indications.
Oh, no! We suck again.
All indications, Bud Black back next year. You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I like Bud Black.
Is Bud Black like Joe Flacco, like 23rd on the list of things that are wrong right now with the Rockies?
Oh, yeah. But Dave definitely has some Flacco qualities to him.
That is what's going on. Four down territory. Up next, are we getting to a point where George Payton needs to make a move in this area, at this position? That's next.
Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
What's trending coming up in about 15 minutes? Another cringe-worthy Russell Wilson video is out there.
Oh, no.
This one is.
I have not seen it.
This one is. Oh, just remember.
He's our
corny quarterback.
He's our goofy quarterback.
That's our quarterback. That's my quarterback. That's my punter. Corliss Waitman has been named the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. Now, Waitman, who's only appeared in 5 career NFL games, he becomes the first Broncos punter in 17 years to be named AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. Quick, can you remember the last punter 2005.
Brayden Colquitt.
Nope. Todd Sauerbrunn.
Todd Sauerbrunn?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. In fact, only three, now four, Bronco punters in franchise history have ever won AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. Sauerbrunn, Micah Knorr, Tom Ruin.
Tommy.
And now Corliss Waitman.
They should have paid that punter $235 million instead of Russell.
Eli.
Well, see, context, though. He had McAfee on at the time. So he was
trying to out McAfee.
Yeah, he was trying to pander to the audience, you know, make McAfee giggle. So that was
it. Waitman, 10 punts. Had six punts downed inside the 20-yard line.
Yeah, he was phenomenal.
San Francisco began five drives inside their 15-yard line and were pinned inside the five on two occasions.
Whatever he hits, he destroys.
Yeah.
He was good.
He was really good.
He was their best player. Remember all the debate in training camp? Getting rid of Sam Martin? Bringing in Waitman?
Yeah.
Looks like George Payton.
See you later.
Nathaniel Hackett got that one right.
They made the right choice. Where is Sam Martin now?
Buffalo.
That's right. Yeah.
So George Payton got that one right, at least for now. Does he need to go out and get a receiver?
I mean, why would we need receivers? We've got, we drafted one in the first and one in the second. We're ready to roll.
Judy!
Strength of our team.
Neither one are taking off.
You put a list together since Jerry Jeudy has been drafted, all the receivers that have been drafted after him that.
This is really my fault.
Can you imagine putting that list together?
No, I don't want to. Make me sick.
Other than Jalen Reagor, pretty much anybody drafted in the first or second round has had more production.
How'd that work out?
But is this a case? We were discussing this earlier. Because other than Cortland Sutton, there is no other connection, obvious connection out there between Russell Wilson and any of the other pass catchers, to the point where you just wonder, does Russ just flat out not trust these guys?
Right.
And he only trusts Cortland Sutton. Is it a case of guys are open, Russ just isn't looking their way, he's just got eyes for Sutton, or guys aren't open? And if that's the case, then it is a talent issue, and George Payton needs to go out and do something about it. Odell Beckham Jr.'s name is the one that is frequently mentioned whenever you're looking for wide receiver help.
Okay, so I don't know. I think you're incorrect on a talent issue, because there's no denying Jerry Jeudy's talent. He's very, you can question his hands, and there are other things you can question, but not his talent. He's very talented, incredibly talented. So now you can talk about football acumen. You can talk about, understanding the game. Those things are more, I think, more the culprit than the talent. The talent is there. He's incredibly gifted. So it's just a matter of, do you have great football, quote-unquote, great football character, great football knowledge, great football understanding. Because like I've said many, many times before, man, you can have unbelievable release, And you've got to – the release is like to win late, you got to win early, right? To win on any route, you got to win early. So if your timing isn't what it needs to be, like you're not open – when the quarterback hits his third step or hits his fifth step and you're a half tick late and you come wide open after that, quarterback's already off you. And so when I get these, when I get the nerderies that are sending, pictures of Jerry Jeudy wide open and the quarterback throwing it somewhere else, and people are like, look, he's wide open. Yeah, if you're not wide open on time, I mean, it's not only getting wide open, it's getting wide open on time.
Did you see that play? I know you were watching the game when you got back late Sunday night. Did you see the play where Russ rolled to his right on a third down pass, threw it
to Judy and it was high and outside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that just a poor throw? Was the route not run correctly? Could you tell by looking at it?
I would have to go back. I'd have to go back and look at that. If you tell me where it's at.
Yeah, I'll find that for you.
Okay, you tell me where it's at, and I'll look at it
because
one of the breaks.
It's just obvious. There's just no real connection other than Russ and Jerry and and Cortland Sutton. I think it's too early. We're still everything about this offense feels like a work in progress. The only thing that you can point to in this passing game that say you like is the connection between Russell Wilson and Cortland Sutton. That's it.
Right.
But everything else, I'm not ready, and I know Will Peterson wrote an article at DenverFan.com. Hey, Broncos need to go out. They need to kick the tires on receivers. Odell Beckham Jr. I'm not ready to do it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll keep these guys on speed dial. And you got Odell Beckham Jr.'s out there. Will Fuller's out there. T.Y. Hilton is out there. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Colts. So at what point, how long do you give this unproven wide receiver group an opportunity to click with Russ before you say, it's not working? Got to go out and do something.
All right, it's a good question. I think you have to understand the whole, as a whole, the offense hasn't completely clicked, right? So until the offense completely starts to click, it's going to be hard to really get everybody involved. And then the other thing is, Mike, is, I mean, let's face it. If you have a tell like you had the other night when the 22 plays that Albert O were in were all, and this was from Mace, every one of those 22 plays was a pass play, that's a problem. That's a real tell. And at some point, either you have to stop playing Albert O, or he's got to actually, it's got to become important. The blocking aspect of the game and the being complete has got to become important, and he's got to get better at it.
Joel Klatt is going to be joining us for his weekly visit coming up at about 8:10. But we're going to actually hear from Joel and a big prediction that he made for what's coming down the road here in college football.
Yes!
And you'll hear that in What's Trending with Joel Klatt next. But first, how did the Rockies, playing out the string, fare yesterday in San Francisco? Here's Spilly to fill us in.
Here's Schlereth and Evans with What's Trending right now.
Okay, just remember, he's our corny quarterback. That's my quarterback. And as long as he continues to throw back shoulder fades to Cortland Sutton in key moments, he can do whatever he wants to do. But there's just no denying that the videos that he does are really cringeworthy.
Yes.
So around the Super Bowl last year, Subway came out with some special sandwiches. And there was the Russell Wilson Danger Witch sandwich.
Danger Witch, like dangerous, only Danger Witch.
So he did a TikTok video promoting it that has come to light. And let's just say it is classic cringe.
So he did it. He did this last year sometime. The TikTok video? So,
yeah, around the Super Bowl.
Okay.
To promote this sandwich. Here you go.
Hey, you want to split this Subway sandwich? It is my signature sandwich. It's called the Danger Witch, and it's dangerously good.
Be careful, though. It's spicy.
You got to watch all of it.
Oh, my God.
It's
spicy.
I was uncomfortable.
Were you?
Yeah.
Who was he talking to?
Us.
Oh, the camera.
Yes. Directly to the camera.
Just directly.
And I'll tell you one thing. You know, a lot of times when you see athletes in these commercials that feature food,
mm-hmm.
they just kind of taking little nibbles.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was housing a sandwich.
He was. Well, he was on his off-season.
He was in
diet program.
Well, he did look like off-season Russ.
Yeah.
Spicy.
You went to work on that sandwich.
Right.
But let's just say it's like a lot of Russell Wilson videos. Kind of cringeworthy. He should probably take some acting lessons from Peyton Manning.
Uh-huh.
But, anyway, what we signed up for,
okay.
Eyes wide open.
Yeah.
That is our corny, cringy quarterback right there.
Broncos,
right.
going to hang about 30 on the Raiders.
There you go. There you go. And we'll all eat the Danger Witch to celebrate.
Danger Witch.
Hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
There we go.
It's the fingers.
So, Greg Popovich.
Oh, Pop.
Apparently not going to be one of those coaches that try to create false hope and spread false hope. And, you know, this time of year, training camp, hope springs eternal. Why not us?
Sure.
He was asked about the Spurs' chances this year. Here's what he said to the assembled media.
I probably shouldn't say this, but I'll say it anyway. What the hell? Nobody here should go to Vegas with the thought of betting on us to win the championship. And I know somebody will say, gosh, what a Debbie Downer. There's a chance. What if they work really hard? It's probably not going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's some rare honesty there, huh?
Yeah. How do you feel about Pop coming out and just torpedoing Spurs' chances for the season? Right from the jump.
I think that's typical of Pop, right? Just, you're going to say what he, like, he's got, there's almost a era of, go ahead, fire me, see what happens. Like, it's amazing how good you can be at something when you just don't care.
Or how honest you can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. There's another
you
one.
You give no, you know what's.
A lot of times, W. Tonight, it didn't happen.
Justin Fields.
Yes.
Yes, the Bears are 2-1. But Justin Fields, 297 passing yards through the first 3 weeks, is the lowest total since the NFL merger for a starting QB. It's the lowest total for any QB who started and finished three straight games at any point in a season since 1975.
How many yards?
297.
297.
But hey, if George Payton would have drafted him, D-Mac would have given Payton an A for the draft instead of the F that he gave him for drafting Pat Surtain.
Look how stupid I am.
Lowest total since 19 what? 70-something?
It's the lowest total for any QB who started and finished three straight games at any point in a season since 1975.
At any point in the season, three games.
Started and finished three straight games.
Wow. Wow.
Oof.
Below not good.
Oof.
Now, credit to Fields. He himself came out after the game the other day and said, played like trash. His quote, played like trash.
But, played like trash. Hey, I've got them in a couple weeks. We'll see how old Justin looks.
Hey, listen. Much rather have Justin Fields than Russell Wilson and Pat Surtain. So Joel Klatt, who will be joining us coming up here in about 30 minutes, was on a Next Round podcast. Joel's a king of media. He's everywhere.
Yes, he is.
He had this prediction involving Deion Sanders.
When I look at Auburn, the only way to get to where they expect to be is to win some recruiting battles. And think of the coaches that they have got to compete with. To me, that's the first and foremost criteria for your next coach at Auburn. And to me, that's Deion Sanders.
How about that? Joel Klatt predicts Deion Sanders will coach at Auburn.
Yes!
I like it. One thing about Deion, man, he moves the needle that way.
It makes sense.
Sure.
Right? You think Nick Saban's paid $12 million a year because of his brilliance at X's and O's? Some of that.
Yeah, he
but
is.
But it's because
right.
of his ability to go into living rooms and show off that personality that he shows off in those Aflac commercials.
How many times do you think Nick Saban is in somebody else's living room?
Oh, come on. He's got to close on some of these guys, doesn't he? Some of these five-star recruits? He's not closing. He's not in anybody's living room for a four-star, but does Alabama even recruit four-stars?
They got so many five-stars lined up. Does he really need to go, hey, listen, you sign here. We'll let you meet the coach. You get 2 minutes.
Right.
You get 2 minutes with the coach.
Right.
in his office. But that's not somewhere you normally ever want to be, in his office.
As cringy as Russell Wilson is in videos, that's as bad an actor as Nick Saban is in his Aflac commercials.
Oh, hush your mouth. Nick is great.
No, it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. The most recent one with the goat in the office.
I haven't seen that. It's bad.
Well, that's super duper bad. It's next level bad.
But
like it's so entertaining. It's so bad.
It's so bad that it's good. It's Nick just being Nick.
Well,
right?
I am mentioning Aflac, aren't I? So right. I guess maybe there's some genius to it. But he's in the ad with Deion. Deion Sanders, by the way, 4-0 at Jackson State.
All right.
Wow.
There you have it.
Deion Sanders needs to be at a big time school, right?
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yeah, Deion's great.
College football needs it. Demands it. We'll have Joel Klatt join us here coming up in about 30 minutes. Right now, we want to give you a chance to be at our exclusive, super secret, truly unforgettable party that we're going to be throwing on Monday.
Yeah.
It's an awesome chance to be there. Free food. Got my attention.
Yeah, you'll be there.
Callers 4 and 5 right now win 4 VIP passes to this exclusive event. Callers 4 and 5 right now at 303-713-1043. Good luck. Up next, should we really buy into this idea that the Raiders are dangerous because they're desperate? That's next.
Loosen up those joints and muscles. It's time for your 7:45 stretch. Here's Schlereth and Evans with the biggest story in Denver sports.
Real quick. Yes, a bit. Some folks saying, why are you guys being so mean to Russell Wilson?
What?
I'm being mean.
Did you just watch you just watched it, didn't you? The Subway video?
Spicy.
It's spicy.
It's my quarterback.
Yeah. And we're having fun.
And I was like, we're having fun. Look, we freely acknowledge his cornballness and love it.
Yeah.
That's my quarterback. I embrace the corniness.
Danger Witch.
But it
made me want to go get a sandwich. It's spicy. Danger Witch.
Spicy. It's spicy.
That was off-season Russ, too, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. That was, you know what? I don't know. He may have been filming that commercial for weeks. Just eating sandwiches.
Is he fat?
We're going to need you to be here for 3 weeks doing nothing but eating these sandwiches.
What sandwiches do you think he ate over the course of filming that? Because it looked like he ate about 25 sandwiches.
Yeah.
Spicy.
He looked a little bloated.
That was off-season Russ.
Off-season Russ, sure.
Broncos country.
He's building himself back into shape. Yeah.
Oh, that's my quarterback.
Huge.
Raiders. Raider week. All I'm hearing, Broncos better be careful. Broncos are walking into a buzzsaw.
Yes.
It's a trap.
It is a trap.
Because the Raiders are 0-3, and they're going, speaking of dangerous, they're going to be dangerous because their season's on the line. They're desperate. You buy that?
Oh, I buy they're desperate.
Do you think they're desperate? Or are they, what I think it's more a case of, they're confused, they're lacking confidence, they're frustrated, discouraged, they're questioning whether Josh McDaniels has the right plan?
Oh, I hope so. I hope they're, because you know.
I don't think that there's this steely resolve of desperation. I think there's a lot of chaos in that locker room, so, and a lot of self-doubt.
You're saying they're not at the Sandy Clough moment of you can't manufacture desperation. Right now they're more than desperate. They're questioning, they're wondering, because I've heard,
I think they're fragile. I don't think they're desperate. I think they're fragile.
I think you've heard before, and you've heard it this year. And there were reports out there that, you know, Josh is grinding on people like Josh is want to do, right? But that's what he does. And, you know, as a player, listen, you can handle the grind when you're winning every week, right? When things are going your way, you're like, hey, man, this is just part of the process and we're good with this. But when you're not winning, you're making mistakes, you're giving up big plays, you're not making enough big plays, and you're losing You know, every team that's beaten you, is that's their only win of the season. Arizona, Tennessee, who else was it? The Chargers, right? So, I mean, like, I would think at some point, it's one of those situations, let's go out there and let's get one and let's clean things up. And yeah. And as soon as you make a mistake, because you know you'll make a mistake, you'll be like, oh, here we go again. And he start, and then he's on the sideline grinding on you, yelling and screaming and going crazy. If that is the case, I don't know that bodes well for them. So, good. I hope.
Let's see. 6 out of 182 NFL teams since 1980 started 0-3 and somehow managed to make it to the postseason.
Uh-huh.
That's it. 6.
6.
Last time it happened, the 2018 Houston Texans. Other than that, you got to go back to the 80s and 90s to find teams that started out 0-3. So,
you cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
Yes.
Now, only one team has ever gone 0-4 and still made the playoffs. That was the 1992 San Diego Chargers.
That's right. With my guy, Stan Humphries.
But if you're a player in that locker room right now, you're not walking around thinking about 0-3, 0-4, make the playoff stats, are you? You're thinking about you're Davante Adams. You're upset with the way the ball's being thrown to you. Not enough. You got guys on offense who don't know what their roles are. You got Derek Carr, who clearly isn't comfortable. You got guys on defense that are probably wondering about the schemes that this coaching staff is coaching.
Mm.
So In the media, we as fans, we talk about the idea, wow, boy, you can't go 0-4 and think you're going to make the playoffs. That's what makes them desperate. That's what makes them desperate. No, I don't see how you flip the switch and put aside all the dysfunction and all the confusion and all the self-doubt that has to be in that room right now at 0-3 and suddenly just flip it and go, all right, steely resolve this week. We're desperate. Let's go out and channel it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, I love playing
the Raiders right now.
Do you?
With everything they're going through. I'm not scared of it. I bring it on. They're a mess right now.
Okay.
They're a mess.
You're not scared.
Hello.
You're not going to make any plays. Okay, Mike Evans. I'm ready to strap it up.
Hey,
baby.
Man, let's go.
Let's roll. I'll put that for a Joel question. Joel, Mike is not scared to play the Raiders right now.
Let's go.
Yeah. There is that element of desperation that always makes you a dangerous team. You're professional athletes. You're backed into a corner right now. You know what the situation is, and you know how you've lost, and you know, frankly, Mike, you should have won. You should have. Like, you gave it away against Arizona. You were up at halftime, 23-0 or something. Late in that game in the fourth quarter, you're up 23-7. You get the ball back with 12:31 left, and you run three plays, and you take 8 seconds off the clock, and you punt. Like, you had that game in lockup mode, and you pissed it away. So, should have won that one, and you were in every other game. You came down to missing a two-point conversion in Tennessee to tie that one up at 24. You lost that one 22-24, and you didn't show up in the first half. You just were non-existent. So, like, they can be dangerous for stretches. And you can look at that, you know, and say, hey, man, like, this is what's cost us the game. These two big plays or these three explosive, we cleaned this up. Like, that's how you look at it and talk about it as a coach. But, you know, it's one thing to talk about. It's another thing to clean it up. But the Broncos are in the same boat offensively. Hey, if we don't turn the ball over. Hey, if we convert on this third down. Hey, if we do, like, there's all that the stuff that you talk about. Talking about it and getting it done are two different things.
Yeah, if I'm a member of the Broncos offense or the Broncos coaching staff.
Right.
I can't imagine they're walking around somehow thinking that they've arrived.
No.
I would think that they are not, maybe desperate's not the right word, but they understand that we got a long way to go to get to where we want to be.
You know what concerns me as much about what concerns me more than hey, the Raiders are desperate, is, are the Broncos defensively, could they be guilty of, giving themselves a Dutch oven, smelling their own fumes, so to speak?
Yeah.
I just saw a thing with Bradley Chubb saying, hey, this is the best defense in the league right now.
Mm.
Just saw that on a social media feed.
Really?
Yeah.
See, yeah. See,
like smelling your own fumes, is that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, this defense has beaten Geno Smith, Davis Mills, and Jimmy Garoppolo, who was throwing the ball to interns during the summer.
Right. Yes.
So let's pump the brakes. I love what I've seen from this defense. I'm wildly encouraged by what I'm seeing from Bradley Chubb and Ted Gregory. What? What?
Are you trying to get Ted Gregory?
I had to roll.
You had the worst poker face, though. You're like,
quicker than that.
Big wide eyes. And Ted Gregory. Oh.
Look how stupid I am.
It was a good effort. Right.
That was a good effort. Just bad poker face. I don't have a very good poker face.
No, you should have kind of looked away. You should have given me the look away. Like, you know? you're Chris Paul throwing a dish, you know?
That's right. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Yeah, that was not.
All right. I tried. The Randy Gregory.
The face was not good.
No. Darn. Next time I'll put shades on, like I'm at a poker table.
Yes.
That won't give it away.
Yeah. You got to go Helmute on them. is it Phil Helmute?
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of encouraging things. Josie Jewell's return was awesome.
You look good, too.
There's a lot to like about what they're doing defensively, but you can't.
Smell your own fumes.
You can't smell your own.
Dutch oven yourself.
Nope.
It's a recipe for disaster.
So you know what? It's actually, that's interesting you say that, because if there's one part of this team that I would worry about overconfidence going in and taking a look at the Raiders and look how disjointed they are and they're 0-3 and what a mess. If there's one part of this team that I think could be guilty of being overconfident, yeah, it'd be the defense. You're right. Gotta make sure Ted Gregory brings it.
Where's Ted? Yeah, look away. Look away. Good. Look outside. Yes, excellent. Excellent.
For those who don't know the O'Reilly game, I was trying to get Mark in an O'Reilly where you say something that both parties know
is incorrect.
Is incorrect, and you get the other person to correct you, and then you just go, O'Reilly.
And then you just have bragging rights.
And you haven't got me in. Have you even gotten me in 2022? No. I don't think you have.
I've had some really good attempts, too. And you have been, I've got to give you credit. You've been on your game. You have been on your, and you know what, though? I keep thinking I'm going to get you because you're so on your game that maybe you get a little overconfident, but you haven't been. I'll give you a lot of credit, Mike. You know? I have mentored you well.
Yes, you have.
Yes.
I think I'm 2-0 in 2022. I think I've gotten you twice, on Fridays, by the way, which makes it even better.
You got me, the thing about you get me riled up on something that pisses me off, and then my
pistivity
takes over my competitive pistivity, and then
the best one was when the best one was to this day the one that I'm most proud of was the one where. I don't know. I said something like, well, that's pretty brave talk from a guy who was a 12th round pick out of Idaho.
Yeah.
You were just 12th, 10th.
Yeah, it was.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got it.
Yeah.
And as soon as you said it, you look, talking about the eyes getting wide. Yeah, you looked right at me like, tell me you didn't hear that. Tell me you didn't get that.
I was like, oh, shoot. I still question whether you really knew what draft round
I was. But believe me, 6.5 years with you, I am well aware of the Mark Schlereth story,
right,
as told to me by Mark Schlereth.
Narrated perfectly by.
Yes. I am up to date on the Mark Schlereth story.
I have my own book on tape.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.